Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So I want to talk about the S word. The reason I want to talk about the S word is it has come into disrepute with the church. I used to sit where you sat, and I remember any time a pastor trotted out the stewardship series that he always sounded, it was always a he at that time, he always sounded like a used car salesman. And what I learned over the years was, when we talk about stewardship, they would say, well, stewardship isn't only about money. It's about time and talent and treasure. And they would spend a great deal of time on the time and talent part and hope that the subliminal message got to you, put more money in the plate. Let's be real. Stewardship has lost its meaning and its value. So I want to reclaim it today. What was a steward? A steward in biblical times was the person who had a great deal of responsibility. The steward of a household, and this would have been a wealthy household, would have had all, be in charge of the money, would be in charge of all the holdings, and that steward would be responsible for maintaining the household in a way that would benefit the employer and benefit the entire house. So a steward had to work up to that position. It was not given to just anyone, and it was a heady position to have. In our modern day time, a steward might be a financial advisor or a banker or someone who has a great deal of responsibility. If you're a rock star, the steward would be your manager. It's a very heady position to have. And so the Bible tells us that we are to be stewards, and it doesn't say of your time, talent, and give me your money. What did Peter say? He said, we want you to be stewards of God's manifold grace. Well, what does that mean? Manifold means many faceted. So when we're talking about being stewards of God's grace, talking about all that is good, all that we have received of Christ, all the peace, all the joy, or the reconciliation, the forgiveness, everything that we have has been a gift. And when we are stewards, we operate by giving that gift to others and bringing it to others. That's what being a steward is. There's nothing of my own. I give it all from the hand of God. And he goes further. He says, those who are speaking must speak as if God's words are coming right out of your mouth. What does that mean? What do you think are God's words? Anything that is healing, anything that speaks peace, anything that affirms and builds up. There's no place for trash talk. Well, unless you're talking about teams. But otherwise, there's no place for trash talk in the kingdom of God. There's no place for pulling people down in the kingdom of God. When we speak, we need to speak words of grace and love and peace. Peter says that the end of all things is at hand. Now, I think this is a marvelous passage. We were talking about this in Bible study the other day, that sometimes when people think that the end of all things is at hand, whether they look at disasters or whatever, that they start to panic. Some people quit their jobs. Others kind of go into hiding and just wait for the end. And Peter disputes that way of living. He said, the end of all things is at hand, so we have to go out and do more. And be even more loving and more courageous and bring people into this grace that we love so much. Being stewards of God's manifold grace, the open door, that means that God's grace is poured out to everyone who comes into this place. That means our homes should be places of hospitality. Whatever we have is not ours, we give. I was trying to think of some hospitable people I know, and one of the most hospitable people I know resides in a nursing home. And all that he has is in a very small space. It's actually smaller than this chancel area. His name is Ted. Now, Ted used to run a hotel, and he was known for so much of his talent, but now he resides in a very small space. And yet he is still given to hospitality. When I walk in his room, he tips his hat, he kisses my hand. He has me sit. The only other place to sit is on the side of his bed. And he asks me about my home and my family. He is a steward of God's manifold grace. And then he regales me with the latest indignity that he's suffering with great humor. Being stewards of God's manifold grace, no matter what we have. Another great steward that I learned about was in my early 20s. I happened to be a very city girl, and for the first time in my life, I was not in a city environment. I was in a little town called Lititz, Pennsylvania. And Lititz was kind of a one-horse town. I lived on Main Street. I insisted on living on Main Street. And I lived in a third-floor walk-up. I had to walk up the stairs to the third floor, a very high building. And on Sundays, it was especially hard for me because I missed home. I missed family. I missed Sunday dinners. And the pastor's wife took pity on me. And she said, "Dawn, if you have another offer, please don't feel that you're under obligation, but you can come to our house for Sunday dinner." I was there every week. I never had a better offer. I was a single person alone in a town where everybody was married, and everybody was a little older than me, and so I was terribly lonely. And then I noticed that she would have other strays around the table. And one of the strays was an older gentleman. His name was Ralph, and he happened to have been a headmaster at a school, very prim and proper gentleman. And he was very quiet. So we didn't have much conversation around the table, but I didn't care. It was just so nice to have a nice home-cooked meal with some friends. And one day I was sitting at the table and there was this magnificent bouquet of roses. Just beautiful, fragrant, filled the whole room. And I was admiring them and asked my hostess where she had gotten the roses. She said, "Well, Ralph brought them from his garden." And I was commenting how beautiful they were. After the dinner, I had some errands to run. And then I had to take the long walk up the steps. And even though I was in my 20s, it was still a long walk up the steps. And I huff and puff up my steps, get to the landing, and what do I see at my door, laying at the door, but roses from Ralph's garden. That gentleman had walked 3 flights of steps, being stewards of God's manifold grace. Those roses might as well have been dropped from heaven because they ministered to me at a time when I was questioning where God was leading. Hospitality is so very important because we're not just making nice to people. We're demonstrating the very grace of God. Let us be stewards. Stewardship is a wonderful word. God has entrusted this ministry into my hands and yours. How will we demonstrate that great grace that we have received, that great love, the healing mercy, the peace that we have received? How will we demonstrate it, not only in this church, but beyond these doors? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you are your hands and your feet. And we ask that this week that you would enable us to be stewards of this magnificent ministry that you have given to us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.